Look, you know how these people lie? It's born in them. I mean, what the heck? I don't have to tell you.
They don't know what the truth is.
And let me tell you, they don't need any real big reason to kill someone either. No, sir. They get drunk. Oh, they're real big drinkers, all of them. You know that. And bang, someone's lying in the gutter. Well, nobody's blaming them for it. That's the way they are, by nature. You know what I mean? Violent. Where are you going? Human life don't mean as much to them as it does to us.
Look, they're lushing it up and fighting all the time. And if somebody gets killed, they don't care.
Oh, sure, there's some good things about them, too. Look, I'm the first one to say that. I've known a couple who are okay, but that's the exception, you know what I mean? Most of them, it's like they have no feelings. They can do anything. Well, I'm trying to tell you, you're making a big mistake, you people. This kid is a liar. I know it. I know all about them. Listen to me. They're no good. There's not a one of them who's any good. Well, I mean, what's happening in here? I'm speaking my piece, and you... Listen to me. There's a danger here. These people are dangerous. They're wild. Listen to me. Listen.
I have. Now sit down and don't open your mouth again.
Censoring myself here. I have the mask on. Everybody tells me I should have a mask on anywhere. I went to have breakfast the other day, and the people at the restaurant told me, "Do you have your mask?" And I go, "Yeah." And I had it in my pocket. I forgot to put it on. And they go, "Mark, even after this COVID-19 thing is over with, you ought to wear a mask all the time." As I pointed out, by the way, this is your hero, Mark Biro, on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon for me. Anyway, it's beautiful. I feel so much richer, and I hope you do too. I gotta say, here we are. I was Sunday morning or Saturday morning. I went to have lunch or breakfast with my mom and my sister. And then later, around 12 noon, I get a call from my sister. And simultaneously, my son, J.R. Steele, he opens the door where I was resting. And he announces that, as did my sister, that Biden had been declared the winner by all the major networks, including Fox. So I said, well, I didn't really have any doubt about it. But it seemed to me the person who hurt himself the most with these mail-in ballots was the president by insisting on, you know, discounting the importance of a mail-in balloting. And many of the people, because of COVID, took advantage, and I have to tell you, I'm one of them, here in Florida. And I don't know. I haven't seen any fraud anywhere, have you? And the truth is, Joe Biden is our next president. Kamala Harris, our vice president. And believe me, that really pisses off the other side, Kamala Harris. Really ticks her off, and this president. But they want it fair and square. Saturday night, I went to Clearwater. My cousin Tito and I, and we were in a much happier frame of mind. After the call on Saturday afternoon, he took me to a Hall of Fame banquet for boxing. And I had to give the keynote speech. And I enjoyed seeing a lot of people that I hadn't seen in a while. It was a glorious occasion. The Alessis were there, Phil Jr. and Jason Alessi. And by the way, a shout out to their sister, Dina, who I love very much. She and her husband are traveling in Montana. Anyway, saw some other great people. Brian and Phyllis Gary, she was inducted. And I miss Gail Sarans, who probably went to the induction ceremony, which was the following day. Her father, Floyd Self, was inducted. And wow, when I gave my keynote address, I got a little emotional, because you know me, I'm an emotional kind of guy when it comes to family and friends. And Floyd Self, what a gallant person. I want to also say that tomorrow, they're going to honor Baldomero Lopez with an award at the Centro Asturiano Cemetery. E.J. Salsinas will be there to give the memorial service. And I'm going to call Ray Garcia, see if he would like to go. His father and my family is interned there. My grandparents, his father, a Marine. And I wanted to tell a little story about Baldomero Lopez. When I was a kid, I was more than a kid. I was already into my teenage years. And I was playing corkball outside in the front street in West Tampa. And we were kind of laughing that the pool at McFarland Park was right there at West Tampa Little League, was going to be named the Baldomero Lopez Pool, in memory of Baldomero Lopez, who gallantly gave his life to save other Marines in Korea. And we were kind of laughing at the name, Baldomero Lopez, while we were playing our little corkball game. And my father heard us outside. My dad, he never interfered in what we were doing. All of a sudden, I hear him calling me through the bedroom window. Mark! And I turned around and, yeah, Dad, come here. So I came in the house and he goes, I said, yeah, Dad. He goes, you're out there with your buddies laughing at the name Baldomero Lopez? I go, yeah, Dad, you know, it's kind of a funny name when you think about it. Funny. And my father said, sit down on the couch. And he brought me a yellow Tampa Tribune article. He says, you sit there and read that. And I sat there and read the article, and it details, you know, the glorious and tragic story of Baldomero Lopez and the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice he made to his country. And I said, I looked up at my dad, and he just was watching me while I read the whole article. He said, did you read it? I go, yeah, Dad, I finished it. You go out in the street now with your buddies and you tell them about Baldomero Lopez. I said, sure, Dad, we weren't making. He goes, yeah, I know. I heard you guys laughing at the name. Now you know the story behind the name. And I'm going to tell you something. I go, yeah, Dad, what? He goes, his brother Joe works with me at American Can. I knew I was in trouble right there. I said, oh, yeah? He goes, that's right. And you can't find a finer man and his family than that guy. I didn't know Baldomero, but I knew his brother. And he goes, now let me tell you something. His brother was every bit a patriot and a hardworking guy. And I said, yeah, Dad, I won't forget it. And I never did. And I went out and I told the guys we had to stop the game. And, we stopped laughing about it. And I remember going, the pool is no longer there, by the way. They filled it up and they've raised the building. And I used to go there a lot of times. When I was announcing games at West Tampa Little League, I'd see that pool full of people. And I said, I wonder how many know why it was named what it was named. I just want to remember Baldomero Lopez and my father for telling me about him. The last thing I want to talk about is, did you hear Rob's show on Thursday when he played the Jane Mayer article that was written in the New Yorker about Trump and his fear of losing the election and what it would mean in the courts for his butt? And I'm telling you, Rob, I don't know if you have that disc with you, if it's on a disc, but I'd like to take that with me if I could. And those of you that like to research our previous shows online, you can go to our list of programs and listen to Rob's show, because almost the entire program was that disc or that recording of that New Yorker. Rob, could you add to that for me? What was that? Do you remember the name of the article in the New Yorker?
Yeah, it was from the November 1st New Yorker. It was called Why Trump Can't Afford to Lose.
Yes, that's it. And boy, it was audio by another woman who's famous with audios, reading. It was fantastic. I gotta recommend. Maybe you'll know why the president's behavior is what it is. Because with regards to this election, Mary Trump, the president's niece, already detailed in great detail in her book on her uncle that he doesn't have the empathy for giving a concession. And I wanted to play something that Rob wasn't able to play, was Hillary Clinton's concession. Do you think it was easy for her to concede for the good of the country and to Donald Trump? Let's hear that concession.
Thank you so very much for being here. And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things: the rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values too, and we must defend them. Let me add, our constitutional democracy demands our participation, not just every 4 years, but all the time. So let's do all we can to keep advancing the causes and values we all hold dear, making our economy work for everyone, not just those at the top, protecting our country and protecting our planet, and breaking down all the barriers that hold any American back from achieving their dreams. We've spent a year and a half bringing together millions of people from every corner of our country to say with one voice that we believe that the American dream is big enough for everyone, for people of all races and religions, for men and women, for immigrants, for LGBT people, and people with disabilities, for everyone.
Wow. Wow. Can you see the difference between social responsibility in what's her name and in Hillary Clinton's concession? And by the way, she made that concession the following morning, but she called Trump late in the evening and conceded to him. That's a matter of record. I guess I could sit here and tell you all day, but it's not going to matter. I got three people that owe me a lot of money. I'm going to let them decide when they want to come through. Jeff, I haven't heard from you in almost a month. I've heard you on other shows. Jeff in Newport Richie, I know how to get in touch with you. And Chuck, I know how to get in touch with you online. Hopefully, you people will do the honorable thing instead of the kind of thing that our president is doing now. Okay? It's going to be very interesting. And I'm not worried about Simon. And by the way, Simon, I'll collect for Danny, too. So we'll talk about it when we call in. You know, this is Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, and here on WMNF 88.5, you can email me at dj@wmnf.org. I'm going to go straight to the phones, straight to the fun. Here is the phone number. All the lines are lit. So you have to sneak in. I want to get through these calls as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Here is, to start it all off, Mike in Tampa. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you heard the Fox News report on the ballots that were changed by computer from Trump to Biden. Originally marked Trump, they put them through the computer and they came out for Biden.
Yeah.
6,001 counties in Michigan.
Yeah.
Now that same computer software is used in 47 counties in Michigan, which is more than half the counties in the whole state. And it's also used in 30 states in the United States.
So what do you think? You think he stole the election?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think.
Yeah, I believe you would, Mike.
Yeah, and I didn't vote for Trump.
No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, and I'm a Democrat.
You are? That I didn't know. I thought you were an independent.
No, I'm registered Democrat, only so I can vote in primaries, but I'm still...
Yeah, I think that's smart.
I'm a Democrat.
All right, man. I appreciate your call. We got it from Mike in Tampa that Biden stole the election. What do you think about that? I don't give it much thought, but you might. Here is Richard in Pinellas. Hello, Richard.
Hey, I had a question with Bill Barr clearly on Trump's side and doing this. What happens if the president refuses to concede completely?
Well, his ass will be escorted off the premises.
Well, who does the escorting?
Everything from the U.S. Marshals to the Secret Service detail, he will be escorted out. I couldn't think of a better way, personally, for him. And then maybe they'll fingerprint him and, who knows, indict him.
What about, who gives those orders? Doesn't that come from Bill Barr, the Attorney General?
No, he's going to be gone, believe me.
Okay.
He'll be gone. So, and I don't have much faith in Bill Barr being neutral or fair. I think these actions further demonstrate. Are you hoping that it hangs on?
No, I was just wondering, because Trump is capable of anything.
Yes, he's capable. I agree with you. But I think we should all look on the right side of things. And let's just let him have his day. All right? Don't worry about that.
Okay. Well,
all right, sir. I appreciate you calling. Let's run through these calls. We're listening to Daryl in Tampa. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Real good.
I would like to say, it was the Wiley.
Are you still with us, Daryl?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the wily, smart, evil genius that Donald Trump is, if he hadn't have screwed around with the Postal Service and because of this pandemic, he was listening, and a lot of his handlers were listening, and they figured that black people and people in the Latino community, probably other communities too, they were going to mail in their ballots and not go to the precincts themselves. What he didn't count on, that a lot of people, the previous people I just mentioned, we pulled up our masks, took our ballots, and went to the precinct.
Yes, they did.
And
they should be congratulated, absolutely.
Right.
No question about it, Daryl.
Yes, and drop them off. And let me say this quickly, and I'm going to let you go.
Not quick enough. Sorry, Daryl. Listen, brother, I hope you call back. You know, when I'm back here again. Mike and Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, Mark. Look, I spoke to Rob in the previous hour. And
yes, I remember. I thought you were Rob.
No, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm just going to reiterate, once again, if you got the new listeners, this is two elections. First step was to get Biden. Second step, we got to get those two Senate seats in Georgia.
In Georgia,
Right. Otherwise, Biden's plan is going to be sabotaged. Now, more importantly, I wish somebody could give the Democrats a better PR person because, you know, you have the Republicans right now, the senators, because until the Republican senators turn on Trump, this little show is going to continue.
Well, they're not going to turn on him.
No, I know.
The people that are steadfast, like McConnell and Lindsey Graham, these are people that won their elections and feel emboldened.
Well, they do. But you and I are in agreement. Until they are to say enough is enough, this is going to continue. But more importantly, you know, Pennsylvania would have ended this nonsense Tuesday, late Tuesday, early Wednesday, had the Republican legislature
absolutely,
not
absolutely
the votes. That's the bottom line with it. They prevented it. They created this monster.
Let me tell you, Pennsylvania is one of those swing states. They'll vote Republican on the national level as well as Democrat. But they knew if they could, they would have stopped voting by mail. But they live in a state that wouldn't allow it. So the best they could do is say, let's not count those votes until Election Day. Ridiculous. But it was a strategy, and it failed them.
Well, the other thing I'll leave with you, because I know you got to get to your other callers, is this. Donald Trump is a caged animal right now, and you touched on it. You and Rob touched on it. People don't realize he's got 9 active lawsuits, major lawsuits. And this is not just him. It's also his family. Ivanka,
yes,
very, very possibly can get nailed on tax evasion because of the way they try to shift funds for her. So it's not just Donald Trump and the United States. It's Donald Trump keeping his ass out of prison.
Exactly.
And that's really what this boils down to.
I agree. And if you get a chance, listen to Rob's show on the archives, on our older stored shows. Listen to the Thursday Radioactivity show. Man, it's fantastic. I was riveted. Here is Richard tagging in from Tampa. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to the country.
And we're all going to sing a little tune. A 1, a 2. You're fired, Mr. President.
Yeah, and you were working a lot of the minority communities.
Oh, I felt the pulse. I mean, they were all getting out. They had already pre-voted. And the ones that hadn't had signs out in the yard, and everybody was motivated to take this dictator down and remove him from office. So he's got a huge case of diarrhea, diarrhea of the mouth and diarrhea of the other portal.
Yeah.
But, he won't come out of his little shell till he maybe gets a little bit of a leverage. But we all know this is one of the most legitimate elections ever in the history to do with technology and reliability and the system of checks and balances.
So, well, the election did what I would say is the best wrestling hold on Trump, the sleeper hold.
And executed perfectly.
Yes, sir. I'm tagging out.
Have a nice day, Mark.
All right, Richard, thank you. All right, you're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, and your telephone calls. Here is Catherine. Let me get Catherine in Longboat Key. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Great. You know, I want to say I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And your stories. I've been listening for a while. I also got to say I get a real kick out of Danny. I I know he calls in on Rob's show, too.
Yes, he'll be calling in. He's already holding.
I just wanted to add that. Anyway, I just wanted to say, on Saturday afternoon, after the networks called it for Biden, I was leaving the beach, and I crossed paths with a young guy and his girlfriend on their way to the beach. And the guy was carrying a large Trump flag. He's holding it, you know, rather defiantly, and I'm sure he knew what the outcome was.
Yeah.
And I almost said, you know, I was tempted to say, you know, I'm sorry. But then I thought, you know, I'm not sorry. I'm really happy.
Sure.
Yeah, and I was glad for him, too, because I know the outcome is going to be beneficial for him. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But that's just what I wanted to add.
All right, Catherine. And by the way, that's my sister's name, Catherine.
Oh, great.
But with a C.
Oh, okay.
With a C.
Yep. Great name.
I'm glad you called in, because she's the one that told me what the result of the election was.
Oh, interesting.
Well, thank you, Catherine.
That's great. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go up and talk to Simon. Notice, Simon, I said I'm going up to you.
Oh, very good. Yes. I will put that check in the mail today. With Danny, I'm going to wait until the election is certified. Why with you? Because we had originally gotten the 14% on the black vote. He's going to get 12%. So he went from 8 to 12%.
Yeah, but we didn't have a wager on that.
We had a wager on Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan.
Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Okay, well, either any of those, the Electoral College hasn't decided. He's not going to get more than 12. He's at 12% right now on the black vote.
Yeah.
So I'm cashing in on that. I'm sending $100 on that. But as far as the election itself, it's not over until the fat lady sings.
Okay. Well, go ahead and hold off until you tell me she's singing.
No. I'm going to send your $100 in. Now, as far as Mark the Carpenter, real quick.
Who? Mark the Carpenter.
Yeah, Mark from Ocala.
Oh, yeah, Mark, okay.
He's the guy on the Proud Boys.
Yes.
He's got, you know, New York Times, October 1st, 2020, talks about the Proud Boy membership of being, the experts put the number much lower at anywhere between 1,000 and 3,000. I sent you a 12-page write-up about the ADL, page 4, talks about the Proud Boys, 1,000 net membership. He works in caulk. I work in millimeters when I do my work.
Okay.
And when you send him the 12 pages of the Proud Boys, he can take his crayon that he uses, those carpenters, those pencil crayons, he can highlight that. Now, real quick, the election. It's almost like who killed Homer? You know, we're going into a situation where we have a completely different view of where the country should go. And I'll leave you with this. If all the WMNF listeners were able to sway people's thinking in the entire city of Tampa to where there was only one person left that completely disagreed with them, would they want that person to change?
That's very interesting, Simon. I appreciate the call. And listen, I'm telling you, if you want to wait for all of it and send it at one trip and one check charge, that's fine with me.
I already put it in the mail for you.
All right, sir. I believe you.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
All right, Simon. Thank you. And Danny thanks you when it finally comes through.
Okay. When they're certified.
All right. Hi, brother.
When the last out of the ninth inning is out.
I understand.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Simon.
All right. Bye.
All right. And let's talk about the other guy who benefited financially from this, Danny in Tampa. Hello, Danny.
Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
It was something else.
Oh, my God. I'll wait, Simon. You know, Mark, first of all, I'm very disappointed in Mike. Very disappointed.
California.
I understand today,
more than ever. Mark, our national nightmare is over. We dodged not a bullet. We dodged a meteor coming right at us for the next 4 years. That's the way I look at it, Mark. And I'll tell you what, man, I was just every night hanging and hanging. Remember, I called you. I said, Mark, what do you think? He said, don't worry. It was like, yeah, by the way, Georgia and Arizona are still being counted. Is that right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, still being counted. I think he could win those. You know, I really do. It doesn't matter now, but I think he could win it. And Mark,
he's going to win it.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it. And you know what? I heard he got the boy. Let me tell you something, Fox. Rupert Murdoch, he called Rupert Murdoch when they called Arizona early, I heard, and they had a blowout. It was one of those F-U, no F-U, okay? That's what I heard, okay? And also, yesterday, Katie McEnany was on the, I happen to switch channel, was on, was this guy, Neil Cavuto show? This guy on Fox? And she's giving her spiel, you know, this election, and there've been the irregularities here, and this election, there's stolen, and all of a sudden, Neil Cavuto goes, okay, that's enough, okay, I'm not gonna go out and allow her to continue and spewing, and putting out the information that has not even been verified. How about that, Mark? How about that?
Did you get to read the open letter in La Gazzetta?
No, not yet. By Mr.
Anonymous. It was Anonymous Fernandez.
Do you have that, Mark?
I do. I'm going to give it. I'm going to take it to your sister.
Great, fantastic, Mark. Anyway, Mark,
Sharon's a troublemaker.
My sister was like, I called her Saturday morning and I told her they just announced at CNN and she tells me, she says, what's going on? I said, no, nothing much. I said, okay, what is that? I got to get back. I got to go get Steve or something. I said, wait a minute. Except for one thing. I said, what? President Biden is because I'm new president of the United States. And she was like, oh my gosh. And the dancing in the streets, Mark. And now they talk to the guy from the Village People. The guy who's the head guy of the Village People, and he says that he loves it now that the Macho Man and the YMCA are back in the top 10.
Oh yeah, that's really great.
That's hilarious, Mark. This is just, Mark, I'll tell you what, I am verklempt. I'm just incredibly so happy. And by the way, I'll leave you with this. I talked to a good friend of ours yesterday, and he said, and you know, he's a Biden guy, he's a Democrat. And he says, and I told him, you know what? I heard Trump's going to run in 2024. He says, oh no, he says he'll never go away. He won't go away. He says you have to put a stake through his heart, like Dracula or like Jason.
He's looking to be a Grover Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I know he wants to be a Grover Cleveland, not Grover Cleveland Alexander.
No, he was great.
Yeah, right. But yes. Grover Cleveland, right?
Yeah, Grover Cleveland, Mark, the president.
Oh, Mark, love you, brother.
All right, man, same here.
I love the world. Hey, third, it could be the happiest day of my life. Well, no, Steven's number one, Led Zeppelin, and this one are tied.
Okay.
Okay, Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, boy, that's something. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5. You know, with two lines open, haven't heard from Chucky. Hello, Chuck. Here is Rich in Largo.
Hey, that's me.
How you doing?
Hey, man. I enjoy your show, my friend. I can't understand why you only got an hour instead of two or three.
They don't like me that much. That's what it is.
That's because you don't bend down and take any BS.
Well, let's put it this way. All you ever heard for years is that the so-called liberal ideology is limp-wristed. You know, that's all you ever heard. And I always felt that they didn't know us in West Tampa and Ybor City. You know, I didn't come from limp-wristed liberals. I didn't do that. I came from working class, and to me, I just never could understand how anybody who was a working class individual, how they could vote against themselves.
Well, that's my thing. I have two statements I'd like to say to you.
Go right ahead.
And I know we don't have a lot of time to expand on these.
Well, yeah, that's right.
All right, 4 years ago, we had a lunatic on the left an idiot on the right. 4 years later, we have an idiot on the left, a lunatic on the right. And now, in 2000, when the Bush and Al and
Al Gore, yeah,
the Democrats are doing exactly the same thing then as Republicans are doing now.
No, it's a lot different.
I don't really see that much difference.
Well, I tell you what, go back and read up on it, and you will find this is totally different. Totally.
Well, I'm sure that you're more literate on this than I am.
Well, I don't know about being literate.
It seems to have a semblance in, hey, you know, we should have won.
I'm going
to
recommend a book. I'm going to recommend a book because I interviewed the author when I was back at the other conservative radio station that I used to work at here in Tampa. The book was by Paul Waldman, who is currently a writer with the Washington Post. He wrote a book called Fraud. And in that book, yes, Fraud.
Fraud?
That's the name of it. Fraud.
No, I believe in an earlier station, an earlier show earlier, they had the same book aired that they offered that. I think it was Richard Wolff's economic show.
Yeah, it might be, but it was the name Fraud. But anyway, I understand what you're proposing or saying, and the only thing that I can tell you is I thank you for calling, and call again. And let me just tell you about the book, Fraud. Paul Waldman, it was after the newspaper consortium investigated the ballot counting, and it was 8 newspapers, I'm going to say, Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, you know, a blend of different philosophies, ideologies, but journalism all the way. And their representatives counted all the ballots. And there were 24 scenarios that were articulated. I don't know how many people know this. There were 24 categories. And 12 favored Bush and 12 Gore. However, again, it characterized the Chads and half Chad and hanging Chad, you know, all these categories. The one thing that they didn't do, that the court tried to do, was get all the uncounted ballots and factor them in. And I think the movie Recount accurately portrayed that moment when the Florida Supreme Court started counting the ballots. And they had gotten through 11 counties, I think. And Gore had shrunk the lead from 537 to 98 or 90, 97, something like that. And they still had 49 more counties to count. And, you know, in the movie, they showed how enthusiastic, as the courts went through each county, how well it looked for Gore. And then all of a sudden, the phone call came in and the Supreme Court stopped the count and awarded the election to Al Gore, President Bush. That's just incredible. And Vince Pugliosi wrote a wonderful book on the Supreme Court and the complete robbery of the election. That's the difference between the processes going through as they did on Tuesday, and as they're going through now, and in some cases where the president wants the vote counting stopped, and in other cases, continue. That's a completely different thing. So, anyway, That's that. Let's talk to 49er Mike in St. Pete. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, Mark?
All righty.
Hey, happy days are here again, sort of.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so I'm okay with that. And I just wanted to pass along another saying by Harry Truman, which goes like this. Any farmer who votes Republican needs to have his head examined.
That sounds like something Harry Truman would say.
Yeah, and if Iowa didn't prove that last year, then these guys just, they don't want to pay attention.
It's pretty sad.
I did hear on NPR coming in, Trump is talking to some people about running in 2024.
Yes.
But I wouldn't worry about that because you can't run from jail.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
That's my point. And I saw the films from Europe. The Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, was ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. The whole world is.
Yes, exactly. And they still don't get it.
Except North Korea.
And Russia.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
For our Russian friends, I feel like I'm in a stadium, and they have the band on the field, and they may be doing a thing on salad dressing. And for our Russian friends, Russian dressing. Well, anyway.
And this is a rhetorical question, but why do the Democrats have to be the ones to extend the olive branch? It seems like we're always the one who have to extend the olive branch.
Well, sensible thinking anyway. Sensible thinking, but I wouldn't offer an olive branch. No. You just declare victory and move on.
Exactly. And if Mitch thinks he gets to name the cabinet, that would be absolutely unforgivable, and I don't think that's going to happen. That would be, we come through for them now, and then Mitch comes through for us later, sort of a deal, but Mitch's word is worthless, so why would anybody do that?
I don't know, Mikey, but I appreciate the call, and we'll talk later about football, too. Here is John in Port Richey. Hello, John.
Hey, thanks for the show, Mark. I'm going to try to be quick.
Please do.
Something about the Gore v. Bush election. And this is how I think the Democrats would handle this election if they would have lost. It went to the Senate. If one single senator would have said, recount the votes in Florida, they would have recounted the votes in Florida. But every single Democratic senator sat there with their mouth
shut
and capitulated.
I know.
There. They just don't like to win. They just capitulate. Voter integrity. Something else that always interests me is like when I hear about these mail-in voter frauds, it's always implied that it's the Democrats that are doing this, not the Republicans.
Yeah.
Like, really?
And they're the ones that have gotten caught.
Yeah. I mean, and you can find examples on both sides, but I'm sure if you look at it, there's going to be about an equal amount of fraud on either side. So they're pretty much going to cancel themselves out. But something else on this voter integrity, I find that I hear people say that, you should stop counting the votes in one area because they think that'll help them. And in another area, they say, keep counting the votes because that'll help them. So
yeah,
that to me is not voter integrity.
No, it isn't. So I agree with you, John. I appreciate the call. Let's move on. Let's talk to Mark in Marion County. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark, congratulations. I appreciate you mentioning the story about Bob Mara Lopez. I went to boot camp in 1977 in San Diego, and he was one of the mentioned people when they put you through the training. You go to school during boot camp, not a lot of classes, but a few based on our American history and Marine Corps history and involvement in their global experiences. And Baldomero Lopez is mentioned by name. That's in the 70s. So
yes,
that shows you how important Americans have always understood the Latin Americans. So, and also I would just share with people that don't know any better, and it would be no surprise to a person like yourself or our audience, and maybe to include Simon, possibly, but that Baldomero Lopez was a Marine Corps lieutenant. And one thing that Marines really appreciate is officers lead by example, and that's what Lopez did.
So that's right.
Leading by example takes mental and physical courage. And I have not yet experienced much of that when I've dealt with any of my Latin brothers. So God bless you, and that's all I got, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Well, I'll tell you, it's emotional when you talk about Palomero Lopez. Here is Erica in Lakeland. Hello, Erica.
Hey, how's it going?
Real good.
So I'd like to start out, I am not a Republican or a Trump supporter, but I laughed out loud when the guy said that, why are we the only ones to extend an olive branch? Like, I don't know how anybody can consider anything that's happened over the last 4 years an olive branch. I mean, they've done everything in their power to...
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary.
You don't think what's necessary?
To offer an olive branch. I just think we ought to move on and take care of the business of the country.
Well, let's not get it twisted. Biden was installed.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
By the deep state.
By the deep state, huh?
Realize what's coming.
Okay.
Just get ready. Like, you know, I'm curious to see how, after all this, you know, about kids being locked up in cages, will be interesting to see how liberals and Democrats feel about their neighbors getting locked up in camps because they don't follow the vaccine mandate. So,
yeah. Okay, Erica. Listen, I really appreciate your call.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Amazing to me. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Here is Herb. Let me get it right. Herb in Safety Harbor. Go ahead, Herb.
Hello?
Hi.
I just got a question.
Yes, sir.
If he's putting out all these lawsuits, who's paying for it? And we are.
Yeah. If he's going to be, as president, putting on lawsuits, but who knows? Maybe the Republican Party is doing it.
That's what I was thinking. Not the Republican Party, but the voters. I heard on NPR something about the voters that he's supposed to be sending in, that they should keep on sending in some money.
So he can use that money for the defense. You're right, Herb. That is a true story, not fake news. All right. My thanks to Barbara Fling. And Barbara, they're coming to get you. She did a wonderful job, as she always does, phone producing this program. Rob Lori is a producer, and Super Nola will be sitting in tomorrow for Midpoint Wednesday. You're going to love him. I love Nola. And by the way, I missed him. I thought he would be at the Hall of Fame banquet boxing dinner because he's a big fan, but I miss him. He wasn't there. Don't forget, Kwaku will come up right after the top of the hour news with your hero, Mark Biro. Did you notice Chuck and Jeff didn't call in? Did you notice that, folks? Anyway, we'll get together. Don't worry. So far, I consider them honorable people. Maybe I'm a fool. Who knows? Until next Tuesday, this is your hero, Mark Biro, saying, I'm on my way. That's the fat lady singing.
This is WMNF in Tampa.